This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
From CBS News, this is The Takeout with Major Garrett.
Welcome to your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm Major Garrett. Our special guest, Nora O'Donnell, managing editor and anchor of the CBS Evening News. We are memorializing and celebrating its arrival in Washington, D.C. That's unique itself. If you listen to the main program, we had a great conversation about all the whys and wherefores of that. Now we're being joined by the host of this program, not just here but elsewhere, but here today especially, Chef Jeff.
That's it.
Jeff Tracy.
It rhymes.
Who is, yes, it does rhyme. Get right up on that microphone, young man. Don't be bashful. There you go. He happens to be married to Nora O'Donnell.
Long time.
During the segment one of the broadcast, the main broadcast, that you sleep together. That's why, because you're married, and that's all good, right?
Yep. When she was on the morning show, I you know, a lot of people would wake up to my wife, and now it's just me.
Very good. That would be an upgrade in life experience.
Yes,
guessing.
Absolutely. Yes.
So we're at Chef Jeff's up in Northwest Washington, D.C. Delight to be here. We've been at your other restaurants. Cafe Deluxe is a regular host of our program, as has Tortilla Coast been a couple of times. So we thank you indirectly for those experiences and directly for this one. So before we do anything else, we have to cover our three threshold questions, which every guest on our program gets. So Chef Jeff, you can go first. In no particular order, most influential book in your life, your favorite movie or one of your all-time favorite movies, and if you're on a long flight or a long drive, what kind of music, artist, or genre are you most likely to listen to?
Okay, these are going to be a weird mix.
We love weird mixes.
Atlas Shrugged.
Mm-hmm.
Caddyshack.
Ayn Rand is the author of Atlas Shrugged,
and
by the way.
Grateful Dead.
Caddyshack is a great comedy.
It is.
And Grateful Dead.
And Grateful Dead. So, yeah, that's a kind of a weird mix.
That is an interesting way.
Yep.
What do you dig about Atlas Shrugged?
You know, Nora made me read it after she read it in philosophy class at Georgetown University. And
college.
In college.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I just liked, you know, the independence and the sort of people are responsible for themselves.
Exactly. So on this very program, Mick Mulvaney, currently the acting White House Chief of Staff, and I had a rather lengthy and a somewhat contested conversation about the best Ayn Rand book, which I contend is The Fountainhead. Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah.
I think Fountainhead is far superior, and Mick Mulvaney could not disagree more. And we went round and round on that. So that's the kind of stuff that happens here. So there's nothing
unlike all the politicians in Washington, I can just agree with people on multiple topics. So.
Exactly. So, Nora, same three questions for you. Most influential book in your life? One of your all-time favorite movies, or your all-time favorite movie, and long flight, long drive, what kind of music, artist, or genre are you most likely to listen to?
Okay, music?
Yes.
I'm going to go backwards.
Right.
Towards country music.
Mm-hmm. Old and new.
Yes, old and new. Movie, just fun, all of me, with Steve Martin, because I love Steve Martin.
Okay.
And most influential book, probably Truman. And by David McCullough. And the reason I say that is because I read it in college, started my love of history and anything that McCullough's written.
Right. Yeah. And it's a great book. It began, really, the reassessment of Harry Truman's presidency.
Yes.
Because
it
had been regarded as kind of a failure. He went out with very low approval ratings. And David McCullough said, no, we need to take a different assessment of this. And it also reminded average readers, of which I include myself, of something that historians know. You can't take an appraisal of a presidency until you're about 50 years out.
No, Truman was this haberdasher, you know, the buck stops here. And it's a nice, thick book.
Very thick.
So give yourself some time.
Yes, but beautifully and lyrically written. I mean, it really is a wonderful pleasure to read, as well as providing so much information.
Yeah. And I just gave everybody last year, remember, instead of bringing wine to somebody's house, mm-hmm. you know, like when you go over to somebody's house, I gave them
they
a little...
They should just take wine from people's houses. That's what I do.
I gave them a little David McCullough book with a bow on it instead of bringing a bottle of wine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so, very good. Yeah. So... One of the things that is endlessly
very nice. Everybody would rather have a bottle of wine.
Like, thanks, Nora. That's so great.
Oh, great. Are you going to test us on this?
Right. They're like whispering, Stryker from the list next year. Re-gifting. What are we going to re-gift this to the public library or something? All right. So one topic that's endlessly fascinating for people in our country, in our world, who are busy and who are trying to achieve a lot and balance a lot is family and work. You two live at a kind of epicenter of family and work. Tell my audience a little bit about how that goes. How do you do that?
Do you want to tell them how much I do, or do you, or should I tell them how much you do? Who walks the dog first? No.
As you can see, humor is an important
component exactly.
of our relationship. Yeah. But Jeff does do an enormous amount. He does more than his fair share. It's that we hate that word. We hate that word, fair share.
Because there is no fair share.
Yeah, no. Jeff does walk the dog every morning. And since I was still in New York for a while,
we've only been living together for about 4 days now.
It's true. It's true. It's like a honeymoon all over again.
That's a good thing.
We've actually been together for 27 years.
Really?
Yes. We've been together since our freshman year in college, which was 1991.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
I saw her in the cafeteria line, and I was like, I have to go say hi to her.
Right.
And I did. I had the guts to do it.
And what was your follow-up after you said hello?
It was actually her friend who she was with was wearing a competitor's to my high school. I went to Choate, and she went to Taft. She was wearing the Taft sweatshirt, and that was our sort of in to talk to these two beautiful women.
Right. Okay.
Those are elite boarding schools in the Northeast. I did not go to an elite boarding school.
I don't know anything about elite boarding schools. I went to a public school in San Diego. Okay. I don't know anything about elite or boarding or school.
Yes, exactly. You asked the secret too. Well,
the balance thing, and there really isn't, and you've said this a lot, because you get asked this as the woman. Nobody ever asked me this
Nobody
question.
Asked the guy.
Nobody ever asked
that's
the guy.
That's why I'm asking
always
you.
They always ask the women. But... how do you balance, you know, work
I'm asking
with,
you.
And the thing is, there is no balance. Sometimes you're completely out of balance. Sometimes family is where you have to be, your focus has to be. And sometimes, you know, work is where, you know, I mean, you got a new point in your career, like Nora's got going on right now. She's got to stay really focused. She's got to work really hard. She's got a new project. When I open a new restaurant, I got to work really hard.
With another company, as you did recently?
Yeah, and then I just bought them out because I was sick of them.
Right.
So when you go through these, you know, sort of the ebb and flow of business and the ebb and flow of career and the ebb and flow of family, you have to sort of try to stay on top as much as you possibly can. And don't beat yourself up when you don't do everything.
Right. And Nora, does it strike you as something that, as Jeff said, this question or this problem to solve disproportionately is oriented toward the woman in the relationship?
Sure.
The mother.
Yeah, especially if she's a working, you know, outside the home.
Right. Which my mother was in the 60s and 70s, and she got it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, she got the wrath of other women in our neighborhood who didn't work, who thought there was something fundamentally wrong with my mother because she was an engineer at AT&T, and they're like, okay, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, and because in many ways, women do still primarily, not only when they're working outside the home, they're also still doing a lot of stuff inside the home, like scheduling doctor's appointments or figuring out what's going to be on the table for dinner at night. But I come home, like I did last night, and dinner was made. Jeff had made this incredible, you know, pasta. So there is a more equal sharing of, you know, responsibilities. I still have to remember the doctor's appointments, but in many ways, Jeff will take them if I'm gone off traveling. So there's... We just share, and we don't have kind of. I don't think we ever really guilt each other on
right.
on who's doing more. Yeah,
ebb and flow.
We
no
call
guilt.
One another out, like, "Hey, you need to." Jeff's like, "Hey, you need to clean up your dishes
and,
here." You
and,
know,
and also embrace imperfect. Sometimes, I mean, right. if your paradigm is perfection all the time, you're going to be disappointed a lot of the time.
Right.
And so I think you have to embrace imperfect. And I think if you try to show your kids that you're some perfect thing,
mm-hmm.
I think that becomes sort of a you know,
unhealthy
standard.
I'm glad you mentioned that because every day when I look in the mirror, the first thing in the morning, I say imperfect. I'm Major Garrett. Thanks for joining us. It's great to be with Nora O'Donnell and Chef Jeff.
Thank you.
New episodes of The Takeout are available Friday mornings wherever you get your podcasts.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Farid, Jamie Benson, Sarah Cook, and Ellie Watson. CBSN production by Eric Susanen and Grace Seegers. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Takeout Podcast. That's at Takeout Podcast. And for more, visit takeoutpodcast.com. The Takeout is a production of CBS News Radio.
If you like The Takeout, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.